We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
To get Marty vaccine partay. Man, I tell you what. My thrill of doing this is just, it's kind of cool. Being outside, being live, back in the field again. And I want to thank the folks at Odyssey, at KDK, SPAC, quite frankly, for saying, let's do this. Let's get back in the game. And the Ron man. Hi, folks. And I want to thank my man Patrick, who's the executive producer of Get Marty Does Everything You See. Everything that you see on the Get Marty site, and is so helpful and plays the game better than anyone I've ever known. Don Yearly joining us from UPMC. He is the biggest big shot there. How are you, sir?
I'm fine today. Thanks for having me.
Well, I the first thing I saw you, I wanted to thank you. You have done an amazing job from day one, sir. Did you feel a certain obligation to tell the truth to the public?
I think you hit the nail exactly on the head. We want to provide health care when someone is either ill or injured, or if they're not ill or injured, to make sure that they maintain their health. But the other important part of the job is making sure people understand the truth about health and health care. And from the beginning, that's one of the things that I've sought to do and that UPMC has sought to do. And you've been one of the voices that have consistently asked the important questions, given the real knowledge to people, and you have an ability to touch an audience that, together with the folks that we run into, really can help change thinking and behavior about this pandemic and about their health.
It's fascinating to me, though, Doctor, that historically we've never had to do this before. With the polio vaccine, you just went and did it. Everyone in the world did it. You saw kids dying. Maybe that was it. Kids being paralyzed. Maybe that was it. But this is so different and unique in that we fight this fight of, like, the moon's made of cheese, I call it. Is this dramatically changed over your career?
It has been, and I've never been through an event like this. Yeah. And if you think about it, the last thing close to this was the 1918 flu pandemic. Obviously, I wasn't around then.
Right.
And there was no social media. There were very limited sources. So today, information and misinformation run around rampantly. And one of the challenges is to help people navigate that. It's natural to wonder about illness, therapy, how to protect yourself. It's perfectly natural
about
that. But getting the best information to make a decision is one of the challenges, and separating that from the misinformation. And there's a lot of the latter around.
It's interesting, Doctor. I was looking at some numbers. So you've blown away the numbers of your employees at UPMC. Well over 80% are vaccinated. If I go south, hospitals in Alabama and Mississippi, 30 to 40% of the employees vaccinated. What's the difference? What's happening in the south, sir?
That's a great question. I suspect that it's a multitude of answers. There are probably some cultural differences in different parts of the country. In general, Western Pennsylvania really has stepped up to the challenges of the entire pandemic, including the opportunity for vaccination. So in a general sense, we're ahead of other parts of not only Pennsylvania, but around the country. Secondly, I suspect that the signal-to-noise ratio, in other words, the true information versus the fake information penetration, is more favorable here than in other parts of the country. We have to find ways to help that get leveled out everywhere, because the virus only continues when it has people to multiply in.
It does. I got to read you something from one of my closest friends. He's my son's godfather. And he had COVID. He was in ICU twice. 49 years old. Four kids. Nearly died. He says, I think we're in for a rude awakening in a couple of months, and we're going to see this pandemic resurge. And I don't think we're going to get anywhere near the 70% vaccination rate we need for human herd immunity based on how the vaccination distribution has slowed down. He's cynical about where we're at now. He's a little concerned. Are you, sir?
Well, I can't predict where we'll be in weeks to months, but what's clear is we have an opportunity to do a better job protecting ourselves individually and collectively, and that starts with getting a vaccine. It's not the only part of protection, but it's a big part. We need more and more so that this does not get one more opportunity. We've been through three or four cycles where it got this low, fewer people infected, fewer people in the hospital, and then came roaring back. I don't think any of us want this to happen one more time or two more times.
I tell you, you've been amazing. Your news conferences, we took every one of them live because it's so relevant and pertinent that folks get the truth. Check this out, and I know you're hearing this, Doctor. My two daughters are teenagers. They come home and say, hey, Dad, my friends are going to try and sneak and get the vaccine because their parents say they can't because they won't be able to get pregnant. That's frightening, sir.
So it's two things. It's heartening to hear that kids are motivated to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have five kids. Learn lessons from my kids. And this is one that I didn't have to learn, but maybe some will learn. The other thing is that you underscored one of the more troubling pieces of misinformation. Vaccination will not affect anybody's fertility, period. End of sentence. Somehow the bigger the tale, and it's a falsehood, some people embrace it more tightly. There's nothing about it. The vaccine protects you. It does not affect anyone's ability to get pregnant or to father children. And we want to get that message out in whatever way it takes. If it's a personal conversation, it's a radio interview, if it's in press conferences, I want to get that information out.
Would you see a scenario where at some point it becomes mandatory, sir, this vaccine?
I see that it's possible to become mandatory for certain populations.
That's right.
We think about it in the healthcare sector. We haven't made that decision yet because we're doing well with education, availability. We haven't had some of the problems that you noted exist in other areas. I don't see in the immediate future that there'll be general population requirements. I think first and foremost, we have to get past the full approval of the vaccines. I fully expect that to happen. We have hundreds of millions of data points now on these vaccinations. They're incredibly effective and safe. The side effects you hear about are really very, very rare, and they are dwarfed by if you get COVID-19. The effects of that are far, far worse, both in frequency and in severity. Don't roll the dice.
It's interesting that this dynamic, sir, Dr. Don Yulee joining us. About 6 weeks ago, I spent hours on the phone trying to get a woman who's in deep trouble vaccinated to save her life, quite frankly. Now they're giving them away. How do we get to that last group, sir?
I think it's going to be a lot of efforts like you're doing today that are getting people in the 1, 2, 3, 4 at a time approach. I think the large mass vaccination events served their purpose a while ago, but they're not where we are now. We need to meet people where they're at, and that means both physically make the vaccine available to them and meet them about their concerns. It's okay to have questions. Just make sure you ask the right people about that. To clean up this final 30 or 40%, it really is going to be a one-on-one or one-on-two kind of thing. And events like today, the first person you were able to have walk up here was already a victory, and you're having more of them right as we sit here.
40 years old, scared to death to get it done.
The last person I saw as a patient when I work as an emergency physician was in her 40s, had COVID-19, struggling to breathe, and said, I wished I had gotten the vaccine. That's a little late to be having that thought. You can do this right now. It's not a good deal to get. Some people get over it very, very easily. Why would you want to find out about it?
Dr. John Yulee, you have been a superstar, man. It's just amazing how you communicate. It's so strong. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We're live at Oakmont Bakery, folks. Come on out. We're here through 1 o'clock.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.